A word for you from Psalm 19, verse 12. Who can discern his errors? Declare me innocent from hidden faults. David has started out in the psalm by looking up at the heavens, the universe, the sky, and he says, all of these things, so beautiful, so powerful, proclaim the glory of God. And day to day they are pouring out speech, it says in verse 2. He spends 6 verses looking at the evidence of God seen in just the creation around us. But then in verse 7 to 11, he speaks about the law of God. For we are not to become obsessed with nature, because if we end there, we will miss out on that which is perfect. For in verse 7 it says, the law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. We need to be busy with the word of God. So it is no surprise that by verse 12 and 13 to the end of the psalm, David is then speaking about himself. You see, the creation speaks, the law of the God, which the law of the word, the law of the Lord is perfect, and it speaks. And what does it do? It tells David, as it does with us today, that we need cleansing, that there is a condition into which we have fallen, and a danger from which we need to be protected. And so David says, who can discern his errors? The word of the Lord is so powerful that we ourselves cannot discern our errors. We need the word of God, and he needs the Lord of the word. And so he prays, Lord, declare me innocent from hidden faults. This is not to say that he keeps some sins secret. In the King James Version it says, keep me from secret sins, ungcine inkos ezonwen zemfihlagalo. But he's not saying those sins are hidden in the sense that he hides it, but he is saying, I don't know them. He will confess those that he knows, but he is saying, Lord, even the hidden sins, those habits, imikhuba, lezo zinto ezibonwa abanye, uhluleka ukuzibonela wena. You cannot see it yourself, but it is seen by others. The Lord is the only one who can expose this. And so David says, Lord, I can't discern my own errors. Please declare me innocent. Deliver me from my hidden faults.